Father and our God, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for the breath of life. We thank you for the privilege of being called by your name. Thank you, Lord, for the sustaining power in the blood of Jesus. Thank you because when the world went into crisis, we called upon the blood and the blood answered on our behalf. Father, we thank you this morning. We have come again, and your word says that where two or three are gathered in your name, you are there in their midst. Father, we ask this morning that the Holy Spirit will take control.
Amen.
He will brood upon his people.
Amen.
He will meet everyone at the point of their need.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We pray and we ask, eternal Father, that even as your word comes forth this morning, it will pierce through our souls.
Amen.
It will pierce through our spirits.
Amen.
It will lift up our hearts.
Amen.
It will heal the sick.
Amen.
It will break every chain.
Amen.
It will lift up the burden.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ. Father, have your way this morning.
Amen.
And be thou lifted up
Amen.
Above all heavens.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. This morning, I welcome you once again. I'll be speaking on the topic which I've titled Sustaining the Blessing. It's a short admonition, and I hope you will be blessed. Can we open our Bibles, if you have your Bible close to you, to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8. Deuteronomy chapter 8. Somebody will say Deuteronomy is simply dethrone your enemy. Deuteronomy chapter 8. I will read from verse 11 to 14. Deuteronomy 8 from verse 11 to 14. It says, beware. I'm reading from the New King James Version. Verse 11, Deuteronomy 8, 11. It says, beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes, which I command you today, lest when you have eaten and are full, take note, lest when you have eaten and are full and have built beautiful houses, just as some of us have beautiful houses now, and dwell in them, we are dwelling in those houses. Verse 13, and when your heads, talking about your money, your bank account has increased, and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold are multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied. Verse 14 is where the issue is. It says, when your heart is lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Hallelujah. Verse 11 says, beware. Be careful not to forget where you are coming from. Be careful not to neglect the Lord who has brought you this far. Be careful not to forget that there was a time, a season in your life that all you knew was this God. There was a season in your life you were fasting and praying and trusting him for the next level of your life. He's saying, be careful not to forget. Some of us, you look back to your life 10, 15, 20 years ago. You were probably nobody, maybe in school that time. You needed people to support you in school. The Lord sent you help. You called some uncles, they sent you money. You reached out to some people, they supported you. There were classmates that were available to make sure you do not fail. When you had courses that you were confused, the two people you ran to was these people and the God of heaven. Suddenly, the doors have begun to open. You have bought properties. You look at your bank account, it gives you some level of comfort. You look at the children the Lord has surrounded you with, it gives you some comfort. You look at the things that the Lord has done, it gives you some comfort. And somehow your heart is lifted. The last person down on your list is the same God. You really do not care. Verse 14, when we read, it said, when your heart is lifted up. When your heart is lifted up. It is always been, has always been the pattern of man to get to a level where man begins to think that he can do without God. We begin to question the authenticity of God. The rich and the wealthy, the powerful of the earth today have placed God in theory and philosophies of their hearts. Does he really exist? Does he really not exist? But I bring it to you this morning that what you owe the Father is not to forget when he was available for you, not to forget what he has done for you, and is the only way you can sustain the blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me give example of this scenario. Have you ever gone an extra mile for people? You stretched yourself for people. You supported people. They called upon you, you were available for them. They needed money, you borrowed money to them. In fact, when you didn't have, you called other people to give you money on their behalf. Your shoulder was the shoulder they could lean on. When they didn't have a roof over their head, they ran to your house, you embraced them. Have you? Have you been there for people? Did all of them come back to say thank you? Did they return to appreciate you? Did some of them stab you? Did they talk down about you? Did they go about rubbishing your name? How did they pay you back? We're talking about sustaining the blessing. You were there. The psalmist said, when they mourned, I was there mourning with them. When they cried, my hands were there to embrace them. Talking about Psalm 35. But in my adversity, they rejoiced. Have you found yourself in that situation where you were there for them, but they never showed up to say thank you? They never appreciated you. They betrayed you. They forgot you. Let's flip the coin. Have people also gone the extra mile for you? Was there a time you needed someone to place a roof over your head and somebody was available? Have you gone back to say thank you now that you have a roof over your head? When things were thick, there were few people in your circles that you could call friends. They were the ones you called. They stood up for you. They didn't have, but they gave you the little they had. They didn't have everything going for them, but they were there for you at that time. It may be 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, or perhaps you needed money to renew your visa. Somebody had to sell a property, somebody had to liquidate something, somebody had to borrow money to support you, to make it happen for you. Did you go back to say thank you? How did you repay the person? Could it be? Could it just be that if the person did not step in, your life would have been totally different today? We forget some of those blessings that God brought our way. When the chips were down, when things were not working, when you needed help for your head to rear up from the water that was about to drown you, how did you go back to say thank you? We're talking about sustaining the blessing. Because it's not just getting the blessing, but what we do after the blessing comes determines if it will continue to flow or you are cutting the pipe that supplies the blessing. I have given two examples this morning. The people who you stretch yourself for that never showed up to say thank you. The people that stretch themselves for you. Trust me, sometimes it could be parents. We're talking about sustaining the blessing. I was talking to a friend last week and he said, this guy is a Muslim. He said, I hope my kids would grow up to understand the pain I go through. Taking care of them, taking them to school, staying awake at night, even when I feel like sleeping, because they are awake, I need to stay awake. The pressure, the burden I am going through for them. He now turned back and said, Tim, now I understand what my parents went through. Now I understand better. trust me, sometimes I feel like I should just go back to singlehood. That's what he said to me. Three kids. He said, Tim, we were eight in the house. This woman was awake doing also. How was she able to take care of all of us? Five boys. He said the boys were very lazy. We never entered the kitchen to do anything. Yet we never lacked food. I said to him, I hope you are paying her back now in your little way. He said, Tim, I am, but I think I need to do more. I said, you need to do more to get more blessings. We're talking about sustaining the blessing. That man, that woman, the woman who may have been advised by friends, no, you don't need more kids. I bought this one. Terminate the pregnancy. She said, no, I will carry the pain. The woman whom friends and associates said, this your child doesn't look like he will amount to anything. Suddenly, you have started amounting to something. You've forgotten. And when the whole world let you go, there was somebody who believed in you. Never. We're talking about sustaining the blessing. They were there for you. One of the few things the Lord has taught me is the principle of never forgetting. Do not forget. No matter how little he did for you, do not forget. It is the principle of multiplier effect in the things that you are chasing. Because what it means is that you were faithful in little. You were faithful in the little that the Lord brought your way. Jesus gave us an example in Luke 17. Let's turn our Bible to Luke 17. Luke 17. Luke 17, I will read from verse 11. Luke 17, I will read from verse 11. He says, now it happened as he went to Jerusalem, please listen, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. They needed help, just as all of us need help at one stage of our life or the other. So when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourself to the priest. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. Oh, you give a call to maybe one of the leaders of the church or the pastor. Pastor, I need just £500 to sort out my rent. My rent is due and my landlord is on my neck. He said, okay, I don't have money. Go to Deacon Tolani. Tell him I sent you to him. He will sort you out. Money was given to you and you walked away. That was the case of this man. Jesus said to them, go show yourself to the priest. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. What they asked for, they got. And one of them, this is where the blessing is resustained. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he returned. And with a loud voice, glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Verse 17. So Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Did I not help these people? Did I not stand up for these people? I thought the entire family came for help and we helped them. How come nobody came back to say thank you? This is Jesus giving us the principle of how the kingdom works. How come, in verse 18, how come it was one person who came back to give glory to God? He said, arise, go, your faith has made you well. A lot of Bible theologians believed that the other ones were not totally made whole because they could not sustain the blessing. A lot of people, some people watching me this morning, we have forgotten where God picked us from and is the reason we fail at a certain point. In your journey, in your quest, in your desire to succeed in life, I urge you, never forget. So when you were growing up, did you not see some rich kids? So when you look back today, you wonder what happened to their parents' wealth. Brethren, money has wings. It flies away. And one of the reasons it doesn't stay is ingratitude. It's very easy to criticize people. It's very easy to forget those who stood by you when you needed help. It's very easy to neglect the little help people did for you. As little as helping you to review CV, as little as borrowing a trouser to go for an interview, as little as borrowing someone's car, as little as calling someone and the person showed up to be there for you. Never forget those little, those things you consider little. They are the additions that brought you to where you are today. Yeah. To sustain the blessing, you must never forget. You needed to travel, you needed money to travel, somebody gave you a little. Last week, a childhood friend of mine called me and needed, in fact, he didn't ask me for anything. What he did was just to inform me about the things he was going through in his life. He's facing challenges. My heart became very heavy and burdened for him. Why was my heart heavy? I remember that when I was planning to write my exam then in 2001 or so, I didn't have enough money. I think exam was about 1,200 or so. This guy, he was living with the dad at the time, one of my uncles, he removed 800 naira. 800 at the time, but it was a lifesaver. He removed 800, both of us drove with the father's car to go to the jam office to buy jam. Many years later, he calls me that things have not really been well. I was moved. I was touched. I couldn't keep quiet. I just couldn't. It is necessary, brethren, because sometimes those calls people call you is a test. If you have forgotten what the person did years ago, it's just a test. It's not about the amount that you gave or how you paid the person back. In fact, sometimes it could just be prayers for the person. But it is important you do not forget. For me, it was 800 naira at the time. But it meant the whole world. It meant a whole world of difference. It's because the form had a deadline. If I couldn't raise the money, it will pass. This was about 19 years ago. It will pass. But as a friend, little kids were at the time. The parents had the resources. He removed it from his pocket and gave me. How can I forget? How can I forget? The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. All through the scriptures, we have people exemplifying, remembering. Please, whoever is not muted on Zoom, please, can you mute? Can you please mute? The Bible shows us clearly people who remember the help they received from other people. And the consequence was that the Lord continued to bless them. A typical example is David. David remembered his covenant brother, Jonathan, who was from the house of Saul. This entire family was almost wiped out. One person was kept. One person survived it. And he woke up one morning. He remembered that he didn't get here on his own. That people paid the price. The heads of people rolled because of him. Lives went down. If Jonathan was alive, Jonathan would probably have become his chief of staff. The man, the engine room of David's inner circle. But Jonathan was gone. Saul, his father, was gone. He said, is there anyone still alive in the house of Saul? Anyone? It's inconsequential the state of the man. I am a man whom the Lord has blessed. I'm about to bless the person. It's important we remember. Have you taken time to read the book of Psalms? That David spent the entire, from verse 1, from chapter 1 to the last chapter of Psalm, reminding God who he is and what he has done. You who brought us out of this, you who took us through this way, you who survived, who stayed by when my enemies surrounded me, you who opened the net and it swallowed my enemies, you who did this, when the bear and the lions came and surrounded me. He kept reminding God what he has done. It is important that if you must go up, never forget where he brought you from. Suddenly you are a big boy. Suddenly you are a big girl, a big woman. Even to pray has become a problem. When it's time for church, you don't have time. May adversity not knock at our door. Brethren, may adversity. See, I read a lot online. I study a lot. I have seen people, read about people whom things are going on well now. 5 years, 10 years down the line, properties are gone. I remember Pastor sharing a story with me about someone once upon a time in this country who had properties everywhere. Where are they today? Be careful not to boast in your resources. Be careful not to boast in the little money you have in your account. Be careful not to boast because you've been able to buy one or two or three mortgages. Be careful. People bought houses and the whirlwind came and took it away. Hurricane came and took it away. Does those disasters announce themselves before they come? They don't. Be careful not to find yourself in that situation in order to sustain the blessing. The Lord has guaranteed your safety since you were born. Wherever you are today, you are breathing oxygen for free. Do you know some people died in the hospital in the last 6 months because there were no ventilators? So oxygen was being sold. How do you think about it? Some people died between January and June because there were not enough ventilators for them to breathe. This same oxygen that we are breathing free is sold in the hospital. You pay for it. But at the verge of your life, when life is about to leave you, this same oxygen that you are breathing in and out, without you explaining how it happens, without anybody standing to ask you to pay for it, in a hospital is sold. You pay for it. Be careful not to forget what the Lord has done for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I want us to read Romans chapter 1, verse 21. Even as we get ready to round off. Romans 1, 21. Romans 1, 21 says, because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Brethren, it's a serious matter. They knew God, but they did not glorify him. I'm sure some of us here know people who came to England as nothing but students, no hope. The question is, after school, what next? This maybe happened 10 years ago, 12 years ago, 15 years ago. Look at your life today. Those days when all you had was your school and God, you never missed church. Before the door of the church opens, you are there. Before they say, we need someone to do this, your hand is up, you volunteered already. You were so committed. You pray, you fasted, you attended every program they had in England. Every program, every church program, you were there. You know why? You had time. There was no money. There were no distractions. Today you have 55-inch or 60-inch screen in front of you, with your PlayStation, with your children, with your wife, everyone running around you. Suddenly, you've forgotten where you came from. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The blessing is to be sustained. And to sustain the blessing, you must never neglect the act of gratitude to God, to your fellow man, to your wife, to your husband, to your kids. They must see that their father is a man who goes back to say thank you. They must see that their mother is a woman who goes back to say thank you. Once the kids see that this heart of gratitude is there, they don't forget. I will end with this story, which is about my own very life. My dad died when I was five years old. And it was as if all hopes were lost. And one of his brothers, who happens to be my uncle, younger brother, he came, picked me up where I've already dropped out of school from Silver Spoon to Hawking on the Street. He said, "Your father trained me in school." These are people that go back to say thank you. Your father, he was my elder brother, but he was more hardworking than all of us. He finished school and he made sure I went to school. I can't allow you to waste like this. He picked me up, began to teach me again personally, sent me to military school at the time, and he said to me, "I don't know the kind of woman I will marry that may not accept the love and the support I've made up my mind to give to you as my brother's son. Because of you, I will delay my marriage until you finish secondary school. Because of you," and he kept to his word. In fact, I know a lady whom he dated at the time, that time in church. The lady, the pressure was much on him. He said, "I have given my word that I'm not marrying until this guy finishes secondary school, so he can have a footing for himself. If he moves, then I can marry." Today, I consider him one of my weaknesses. I always remind my wife that when nobody cared about me, when nobody saw the future in me, when nobody believed that anything would come out of the life of late Benjamin, this guy was the one who was there for me. And I say, whatever he wants, I'll do for him. Whatever money can buy, that the Lord has blessed me with the capacity to do, I'll do for him. I gave this example for you to think back. Are there people in your life? It may not be relatives. But when you stepped into this country, the first few weeks, it was terrible. The first few months, it was terrible for you. In fact, the first job you got, the guy recommended you. He said, "Go here. You'll get a job." He showed you what to do. Never forget. Reach out to such a people and say, "I remember. I just remember. And I'm calling to say thank you that in 2005, when I entered this country, in 2010, when I entered, there was a night, there was nothing to eat. I remember you sent me 10 pounds. I remember. I just want to say thank you. I'm not calling to repay you back, but I want you to know that if you need anything that is within my capacity, let me know." That's the heart of the Father. Do not forget those who were there. Shall we pray? I want you to open your mouth and ask the Lord for mercy. Appreciate the name of the Lord. Exalt the name of the Lord. Worship the name of the Lord. Lift up the name of the Lord. Thank Him. Thank Him. If it was not the Lord who was by your side, what would you have done? Look at the classmates you have. Anytime I want to complain, I just look down the road of a few classmates I know that are not where the Lord has brought me. Not because I am better, not because I am more educated, not because I am more handsome, not because I am more talented. There's nothing unique about me. Grace and favor found me. It was grace and favor that found me. Mercy found me. That's what brought me to where I am today. Appreciate the Lord. Then Lord, I am sorry. Maybe I've not appreciated my parents enough. Maybe I've not appreciated that man, that woman who supported me. Maybe I've not gone back to say thank you. Maybe I need to make a list of those who helped me in my journey till today. Maybe I need to thank that person who stayed with me in the hospital when everybody walked away and gave up on me. Just appreciate the Lord and pray for those people. Pray for them. Say, Lord, thank you for these people. These were the milestones. These were the steps you placed on my way to the top that I had to climb to, for me to get to this point. Lord, I have heard today that I need to sustain the blessing by the heart of gratitude. That, Lord, you will bless those people. I am not going to be one of those who know you but have refused to glorify you in my heart. I will not be one of those whose heart has been darkened. I will not be one of those whose heart has been lifted by the few resources that you've given me. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Our Father and our God, we thank you for this morning. We bless your name for the entrance of your word that gives light and understanding to the simple. Jehovah, we thank you for the privilege of hearing your word this morning. That it is you that giveth the blessings that makes rich and addeth no sorrows to it. Eternal Father, today you have taught us the blessings need to be sustained. And that we need to be faithful in every step of the way. In going back to say thank you. Jesus said to the 10 lepers, was it not 10 that were healed? How come it was one that came back to say thank you? He said, go, you are made whole. Your faith has made you whole. Father, we pray that even as we journey in this life, help us, Lord, not to forget. Even as you have remained our Jehovah, our Ebenezer, our stone of help. That even as you help us as we journey in this life, Father, we shall not forget in the name of Jesus. And as many you have used to support us thus far, the many you made, you touched their heart to dip your hands in their pocket to help us. The many you touched to give us a roof over our head. The many you touched to take us to the hospital when we were sick. The many you touched to give us their cars to use when we needed a car. The many you touched to help us when we're preparing to go for that job interview. The many you touched their hearts to be available for us. Father, bless them.
Amen.
Father, increase them.
Amen.
Father, enlarge them.
Amen.
Father, multiply them. In the name of Jesus.